Hey, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, some people wonder, aren't there any movies that aren't about cartoon characters, superheroes, guns, or toys? What are adults supposed to watch in the summer? Well, don't worry, there are films out there for everyone's taste. This week, I'm looking at two examples of films that exist outside or alongside the summer blockbusters. One is an unconventional movie that some people like and some people can't stand. And the other is an upcoming documentary about the no-wave film movement in the post-punk era of downtown New York City. But first, some news about the film scene in Toronto. Art films are great, but genre films are fun too. If you are or know of anyone who's a filmmaker who has a genre film that's horror, supernatural, sci-fi, fantasy, animation, crime, action, thriller, suspense, cult, or bizarre, there's a small but amazingly entertaining film festival in the fall that shows just these kinds of movies. It's open for submissions worldwide, but the deadline is July 22nd. For more information, go to torontoafterdark.com. Also, the venerable Bloor Cinema, that great rep cinema at Bathurst and Bloor, is about to undergo a major change. You may have noticed it's not showing any movies right now. They're doing much-needed renovations, but that's not all. When it reopens in the fall, it looks like it's going to be the headquarters of Hot Docs, the documentary film festival. Does that mean we're going to have a nice downtown movie theater that only shows documentary movies all year round? Well, we shall see, but it does mean the Bloor Cinema isn't closing down. It's just taking a short rest. And coming up later this month is the Shin Seidai Festival, a chance to see a wide range of contemporary movies coming out of Japan and to meet some of the filmmakers who will be speaking at the screenings. It's at the JCCC, the Japanese-Canadian Cultural Center, up near Don Mills and Eglinton from the 21st to the 24th. For more information, go to jccc.on.ca. Now for some reviews. First, this is the one some people like and some people hate it. And spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about the whole movie, but it's not really a spoiler because you can't spoil a movie like this. The Tree of Life, directed by Terrence Malick. This is a movie about an American family, a mother, a father, and three sons, back in the late 1950s, early 60s. They live in a wooden house in Waco, Texas. The father, played by Brad Pitt, is an inventor who's having trouble getting ahead. He sees the world as cruel, rough, and competitive and wants to make his sons into tough fighters who survive against all odds. The mother, Jessica Chastain, is deeply religious, a spiritual, charitable, and nurturing protector, and the eldest son, Jack, played by Hunter McCracken as a boy, takes it all in. But since he's a kid, it gets all messed up in his head. He decides his father hates him and wants him dead while he's sexually excited by his beautiful mother, with all the guilt and shame that entails. Oedipus, anyone? At the very beginning of the movie, we discover that one of the three sons has died. So the rest of the movie shows us the memories, whispered thoughts, and fantasies of all the other characters thinking back from the present to earlier times. The story seems mainly to be told through Jack's eyes, but the voices and thoughts of other characters weave in and out too. When he wants to remember his now dead brother, whose faintly glowing soul appears at the start of every section of the movie, he thinks back to the very beginning. I mean, the very, very beginning. At this point, the movie goes off on an unusual but pleasant detour back to the creation of the Earth with volcanoes, lava, ice, water everywhere, spirogyra swimming in the primordial ooze and gradually cells separating, merging, and evolving. Looks a lot like an old NFB Birth of an Island movie or film strip, except much better. All to the sounds of Smetana and Mahler, classical music. Water crashes down over the cliff and all of a sudden cute fuzzy dinosaurs start appearing until they're all wiped out by an asteroid. And then a baby, one of the brothers, is born. Whew. Aside from that and a mega fail yucky beach montage toward the end of the movie, the movie's mainly about a few years in the young family's life as the kids grow up alongside a sapling in their yard, the Tree of Life, that turns into a huge, twisted and towering tree by the end, like when people grow up. The very long memory scenes are bookended by the eldest son looking back from the present day. So, is it a good movie? Well, I thought it was great, but it's an art film drama. Don't go if you're looking for a mainstream conventional Brad Pitt love story. There's not much dialogue, and the storytelling is a bit more subtle and circuitous than regular formulaic dramas. But it's not a low-budget runoff either. It's a sumptuous, beautiful, and moving story of the confused memories of one boy's childhood in Texas. A totally different type of movie, but also experimental, is a documentary about the indie movie scene in New York City in the late 70s and early 80s called Blank City, directed by Céline Danier. So back before the real estate explosion, Manhattan was a gritty, edgy place filled with crumbling tenements, lurking muggers, random shootings. Artists, writers, and musicians fled from small towns and suburbs across the country to live in a more dangerous, more exciting world. They shared a feeling of nihilism, living as if the world was about to be obliterated by late Cold War atomic bombs blowing up across the planet. Large parts of the Lower East Side and Alphabet City were completely uninhabitable and bombed out with broken windows and missing doors. I was there when I was a kid, and I remember Nina, a Yugoslavian woman I used to know, lived on 3rd and B, and you had to walk over a giant piece of wood nailed across halfway across the door of her closet-like apartment even to get inside. She was squatting there since no one wanted to go near those buildings anyway. Big change now in Manhattan. Now, of course, it's a giant shopping mall with Times Square, formerly the place for runaways, hustlers, porn, prostitutes, pot dealers, and petty crime, now features tourist traps like the Disney Princess store and the M&M's gift shop. Big change. So against the post-apocalyptic look of dangerous Manhattan arose the No Wave movement, where filmmakers like Jim Jarmusch, Lizzie Borden, Susan Seidelman, and Richard Kern used their Super 8 black and white cameras to create transgressive, sexually explicit short films. Part of the coolness was to be poor, on the edge, anti-corporate, shocking, and completely divorced from conventional life. In order to appear as the absolute antithesis of slick and plastic Hollywood movies, they went the opposite direction with unrehearsed, raw, if stilted, dialogue, rough editing, and scratchy soundtracks. John Lurie, the musician, says he had to hide his skill as a trained musician. He had to be unskilled and amateur to be accepted as real. Professionalism was no good. So a doctrine known as the cinema of transgression served as their guide to subvert, well, everything. The movies themselves were just as likely to end up being shown at a punk club like CBGB's as in a movie theater. This documentary, Blank City, is a visual explosion of countless short clips of these films, alternated with present-day interviews with some of the actors, musicians, artists, and filmmakers of the period. So you see Debbie Harry popping up almost everywhere, people dressed up like RAF terrorists, blowing up buildings, and lots of weird semi-out-of-focus sex and violence and punk music, all with that kind of music, new wave, early hip-hop, and experimental sounds as well. This is a great movie that captures that short, explosive period of wide open but underground filmmaking in the 80s. Tree of Life is now playing, and Blank City starts next Friday, July 15th at the Royal. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.